Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Hey,
there you are. Hi, George.
Hi, Bob, how are you, sir?
Fine.
Say, I have a draft of a telegram in answer to the 1920.
Good, I was just about to call you or Dean. Go ahead.
I've cleared this off with Dean over the phone, and I wanted to get your reaction to it. I understood from Dean the president's general feelings about it.
Well, since then, I've had a long conversation with Cy and Max. I called up here in a military manner, I'll tell you about in a moment. While he was on, the president talked to him, and then Mac came on. I talked to Mac for a long time, but you go ahead.
I have changed these signals a bit, then. What Dean had suggested with, I'd say, is something along this line. One, if Goosman does not have either power or will to arrange for departure of three major rebel leaders and headquarters groups, we seriously question his ability or will to carry out agreement once the government is formed. He should therefore continue to insist on the original plan to paid over the education of three rebel leaders. Two, we would not regard expulsion of Gonzalez, Peña, Tavares, and Garcia Herman as a substitute. Three safeguards work, they would be thrown out or interned anyway. Three, you should also insist with Guzman on returning the language of the original draft of the San Juan Agreement with regard to communist safeguards. Four, while discussing these matters with Guzman, you should proceed with exploratory talks with Imbed, although it is obviously desirable that he accept cabinet list if possible. We are prepared to consider one agreed cabinet list if possible. We are prepared to consider one or more alternative suggestions, excluding Imbed himself, if he finds any names on list totally objectionable. Five, we recognize that these instructions may impede difficulty reaching a final understanding. Your efforts to reach such an understanding should in fact meet a dead end. We would propose that Mara bring to the meeting of the foreign ministers the details of what each side is prepared to accept. Brazilian, Argentinian, and Ecuador, and hopefully other ministers, plan to arrive in Washington on May 27th. We would expect Mara to make clear to ministers that the United States is carried the ball as far as possible, pending the development of OAS arrangements to assume responsibility for establishing government. With the creation of the Inter-American Forest and the meeting of the foreign ministers, the OAS should now carry out from there.
I think that's my understanding what the president would like, with one exception, George, that in the first section of the cable where you're outlining the communist control measures,
right.
I think he would like to see it expressed in more detail to include these four points.
Right.
First, as you say, the three must go on vacation. There will be no substitute for that.
Right.
Second, and this isn't quite the president's language, but it is what Mac suggested this morning and what he said a few minutes ago he could get. Other foreign-trained communists, as identified, to a total of something on the order of 20, will be put on vacation or deported, in other words.
Right.
Thirdly,
before government is forming, immediately, or?
Well, as surfaced,
right.
And as determined that they are foreign trained and communist. Thirdly, steps will be taken to identify other communists,
right.
Who will be placed under surveillance,
right.
And if they act to attempt to overthrow the government, they will be placed in custody or deported. And fourthly, that the mechanism of the San Juan Agreement, that is to say the San Juan Agreement, is accepted.
Right.
Now, I think it would be wise to lay it out in that detail.
Okay, well, I can do that, sure. Sure. Did Max think this was feasible at all?
He thought so, yes.
Well,
he thought points 1, 2, and 4 were definitely acceptable. Yes, he thought it was.
Well, now, which three are we talking about?
We're talking about Tavares, Aristi, and Arachi.
Yeah, well, I thought he said this was impossible.
Well, he just 10 minutes ago he said he thought they could be, and I got the president then, took him outside, and went over this deal with him, and after talking to him, I was just coming in to pick up the phone to call you, Dean.
Right. Well, all right. Well, I'll make those. Now, do you want we can put this on the wire up there if you want to.
No, I think, frankly, I'd go ahead and put it out.
Right.
Send a copy up here. Now, further, Mac and Cy feel very strongly that they should not negotiate with Imbert until they get this kind of a deal lined up with Guzman.
Right.
This is contrary to what you have in the in the paper, but what you have in the cable is, I think, more in line with the way the president views it. I don't know that this is a critical point, George. If they could Ty Guzman down to these three or four points that we just talked about. Today, tonight, or tomorrow morning, I don't see why we should pressure them to face Imbert in the interim. But I don't really know. What I'd like to do is recognize that they're on the scene doing the negotiating, and yet in principle we want to follow the approach you've outlined. So you might be able to give them a little leeway for the rest of the day.
I think what we might say is that while discussing these matters, we would prefer that you proceed.
Although if you feel that to delay proceeding for a few hours or a half a day will assist you, go ahead and defer it.
Yeah.
I think, give them a little leeway.
All right. But, think that president too now, is it?
Well, the president would like them to proceed to talk simultaneously with both groups. But I don't think he would feel badly about giving them the leeway of the rest of the day and tonight to go back to Guzman before going to Imbert.
Yeah.
And they feel so strongly that it'd be wrong to go to Imbert that I think we might give them the rest of today and tonight.
Right. Then on the whole,
he very definitely feels, just exactly as you have stated, that they should try to work out the deal we think is right. And if Guzman doesn't take it, or Imbert doesn't take it, to hell with him. Then have Morrow certify it, in effect, and bring it to the OES and say, this is the deal that Morrow thinks is right, the deal the U.S. thinks is right, and somebody else better get in there and negotiate.
Well, as I say this, we recognize these struck by a principally reaching an understanding, but we feel that if a deal results, it must meet. I mean, we feel that that we must insist on the deal meeting, fully meeting our requirements.
Yes, and that if the two parties won't agree on it, if Morrow does agree with us, we believe he should take it to the OAS and present the problem to them for their consideration and further action.
Yeah, good. Well, I've got this.
Excellent, George. Thanks so much.
You bet.